It's time for the hot spot with me, DJ Juice. Let's go. Only on radio.dominican.edu. Yeah, everybody. Hey, how y'all doing out there? This is DJ Juice, and you're tuning in right now to the hotspot here only on radio.dominican.edu. All right, everybody, we're going to give you a quick rundown of everything that's going to be happening. So let me just start off with, we always, as usual, this is the hot spot. So we have to talk about the hot topic at hand. So we're going to get into a little segment I'm going to call Lights Please. And you'll find out more about what that means in a little bit. We also got the L Words. Leisha Haley has been in the news lately and blowing up Twitter. Trying to rant on an airline. You'll get more of that a little later on. We're also going to have a Get to Know Your DJ segment with one of the new voices here on radio.dominican.edu. And he'll be sliding through the studio in just a minute. We're going to go a little bit of an interview portion, followed by, always, as always, you know, DJ Juice tries to keep it fun and fresh. We're going to play a game based off his show's name. So we're going to give you a little bit of that as well. We also are going to have an in the mix session with the new mix I have made. So I hope y'all enjoy it. Then again, we're also going to have three dates, three expensive dates that will leave you broke and that are unnecessary. And you don't know whether they'll go well or bad. So we're going to have that. We also got Keisha Cole's up in the news. So let me start off with that. Keisha Cole recently got married this weekend to her hubby, NBA player Daniel Gibson. Keisha and Gibson eloped last year, so they wanted to do things right this time around. So she flew all of her family and friends to Hawaii this weekend for her wedding ceremony. So congratulations to Keisha Cole out there. Obviously, Bay Area love. She is from East Oakland. Stand up. And we also got J. Cole. J. Cole is finally releasing his debut album with Roc Nation tomorrow, September 27th. Make sure you go cop that. The album called Cole World, The Sideline Story, is out tomorrow. And Source Magazine said that Cole's evolution as a producer slowly enhances the product. He obviously did a whole bunch of production on his own debut album, and that outside of co-production from Danger and No ID, this album is all Cole at his rawest. This album also features live orchestra that was recorded in the studio. So that right there is a little bit of news in hip hop. So you know what? Before we actually even get into the topic, I'm just gonna give you all a little preview of what exactly it might be about. So in order to do that, we're going to take a quick commercial break, but when we come back, we're going to be discussing exactly what this song means. So keep it locked here on The Hotspot with DJ Juice, only on your favorite station via internet, radio.dominican.edu. Keep it locked.
It's the Cataracts.
So beautiful, I put a line so unusual.
Words can't define.
Running through my mind all day.
I'm so happy you're mine.
So beautiful,
top of the line.
So unusual.
Now I think it's time.
Hey, shawty, I hope you don't take this the wrong way.
Girl, you look better with the lights. Better with the lights.
Sweetheart, you only live one time. So put your fantasies on fast forward. Like, go speed me up. Got a deadline cause you need me done.
I hate your type, I love you too. I bite your side cause I wanna do you. Can't blame me, babe. Put on your work clothes, girl, make a change. Dear lingerie,
right like that.
That la la la, got eyes roll back. I mean, you already fine, no. I just wanna wanna see you with the lights off. Every guy wanna know how it is to clap off the lights and turn Chloe to Kim.
You're down, so beautiful, but a line so unusual.
Words can't define.
Running through my mind all day,
I'm so happy you're mine.
So beautiful,
top of the line,
so unusual.
Now I think it's time.
Hey, shawty, I hope you don't take this the wrong way.
Girl, you look better with the lights on.
It was right, so I let her hang my way.
You look cute, girl, what you wanna do, girl?
Drive to my house, cause it's only me and you, girl. Checking her out, she had to put a swag on. Acting too happy, saying she ain't going back home. I'm like, wow, whatever you say, but whatever you plan, gotta be done at the next time. Party at my place. Of course you're welcome, girl, you ain't taking up space. You get there, shawty still looking right. She attacking, but wait, let me dim the light. Oh, you look different, she like, push, stop it. Nah, I ain't playing, actually, you more popping. She said, shocking, no, that's really raw. I don't know, but baby, even with the lights off.
So beautiful, top of the line, so unusual.
Words can't define.
I'm running through my mind all day,
I'm so happy you're mine.
So beautiful,
top of the line,
so unusual.
Now I think it's time.
Hey, shawty, I hope you don't take this the wrong way.
Girl, you look better with the lights off. Better with the lights.
Everybody, that right there was Better With The Lights Off from the New Boys right there featuring Chris Brown. And the whole reason I even played that song is for one of two reasons. Well, one, I actually enjoy the song, and I speak for most guys when we say we finally have a song. So that's one reason. The second reason is because this is a topic of discussion here on the Hot Spot, and in order for me to have this discussion, I can't do it by myself, or else I'm going to sound like a schizophrenic. So I brought in a new voice here on Radio.Dominican, and his name is DJ B, and he is from the Sports Report in the studio right now. How you doing?
I'm good, Juice. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I mean, I am, you know, enjoying my time here.
It is
sounds
my, like it.
My, yeah, exactly. I mean, are you having fun?
I'm having a blast in here with you, man.
All right. So let me just see what your whole view on this whole Better With The Lights Off. So there are some women that think it's a little offensive, and I mean, would you agree with that?
Would I agree that there are girls who think it's offensive, or that it is offensive?
Okay, both. Okay, here, do you think women find it offensive?
Yeah, I do. I think most of them will find that offensive.
Most. Okay. Now, why do you think that is? Why is it so offensive? And by the way, ladies, if y'all listening over there, go ahead, hit me up on Facebook. I'm definitely online right now. You can hit me up on Facebook, Hotspot Juice. And you can also call in at the radio station number, which is 415-482-3587. Once again, that number is 415-482-3587. My bad. A little slip up right there. So it's offensive to some women. But let's be honest. Do people have sex with the lights on when it's nighttime anyway? Because I can personally say, and I say personally because we got to relate this to somebody, right?
Of course.
Might as well be DJ Juice. So I find I've even offered where it's like the light has been switched on because, you know, I have to, you know, change or whatnot. And so I ask, I'm like, do you want to go ahead and do this with the lights on or the lights off? And I bet you 100% of the time the answer has always been lights off. And I've been courteous enough to ask. It's not like I'm like, all right, here, you're gonna look better regardless. But to be honest, I think most women do look better with the lights off. I think I look better with the lights off.
Well, I think this just goes to double standard a guy can't say that to a girl because then she gets mad. But if a girl says it to a girl, then that's perfectly fine.
Okay. But see, here's the other funny thing is when the song comes on, and I've been in like parties and clubs where the song comes on and girls are still dancing to it and singing along with it. So if you find it so offensive, why do you sing along to it?
Yeah, man, that reminds me of there's a Chris Rock skit talking about what girls dance to, and he's rapping all derogatory and they just dance away. They're not listening to the lyrics there. They're just listening to the beat and dancing along with it. So there's another double standard for you. That's the theme of my segment right now. Double standards.
Double standards. Okay. So, and then another question, I was actually chopping it up with my friend and she was telling me about this whole thing. And she says, well, if you need the lights off, that basically means you're insecure about yourself. Does that really mean you're insecure about yourself if you're having sex with the lights off? Now, recall, this is nighttime we're talking about, because during the daytime, you obviously have natural lighting. You don't need any of that.
Well, I think it can mean that you're insecure, but it doesn't have to mean it. I think most of the times it wouldn't. Maybe 90% of the times it wouldn't.
Okay, because all I got to say is why you got to be insecure about having sex with lights on or off regardless? You're going to get to doing one thing and one thing only.
And if you're about to do that, obviously the person knows what they're getting into most of the time, at least knows a little bit. So you can leave the lights on because they know what they're about to do and who they're about to do it with.
Exactly. I mean, some things, you know, you won't be able to tell with the lights, you know, off. Like, you're still going to be feeling some things. But the song even says at the very beginning, before it even like states you look better with the lights on, it says in the song, hope you don't take this the wrong way. It even says it, and it pre-warns you that, you know, you look better with the lights off, but I don't mean for it to be rude. It's just a fact.
Yeah, all I'm saying is if you're 300 pounds, 350, and you want to turn the lights off, maybe they won't see that you're fat, it's going to fail. They're going to be able to tell.
I mean, I honestly wish for some girls to, like, hit me up right now. Anybody, any girl right now, hit me up on Facebook. Hit me up through the station number, 415-482-3587. And let me get your opinion on what you really think about this whole topic of girls looking better with the lights off and this song being a little offensive to some people. I really want to know what y'all think. I really, you know, DJ Juice obviously tries to interact a little bit with his audience. So if anyone got an opinion out there, please go ahead, hit us up on station number 415-482-3587 or hit me up on Facebook on Hotspot Juice. Just send me a message. Just hit up my wall, either or. And with that segment, we're actually going to take a quick break yet again. And I'm going to come back with an airlines incident that Southwest has had today with an actress, Leisha Haley from The L Word. So that's going to be coming up next in the next segment. So we're going to leave you with a little bit of something new. This right here is Barely Released, exclusively here on radio.dominican.edu. This is from Rihanna's new upcoming album due later this fall. This is called We Found Love.
Shadow crosses mine. What it takes to come alive. It's the way I'm feeling. I just can't deny.
right. That right there was new from Rihanna. That's called We Found Love, and that's from her upcoming new album. All right, due out this fall. So let me just give a quick shout out to a few of my peeps out there tuning in, as they usually do here on The Hotspot with DJ Juice. So I want to give a shout out, first of all, to JCT, always tuning in. Thank you very much for all the love y'all showing. Also to my good homeboy, Mr. Too Mellow, tuning in, and also his girl, Quackity Quack. Thank you for tuning in. And also, of course, my own brother. Thank you for tuning in, even though, you know, you don't hit me up or anything, but definitely that. And also, make sure after this show, you catch two more shows that follow us up, and that is The Power Hour with Sam I Am at 8 o'clock, and also with my boy Too Mellow at the 9 o'clock lounge tonight. And then I have a new, you are a new guest here on The Hotspot. So we have DJ B here from The Sports Report. And when can they catch your show?
My show's on tomorrow, Tuesdays from 6 to 7.
All right, Tuesday, 6 to 7. You go on right before DJ P.
Yes, I do. I have him on at the end of my shows. I had him on last week talking 49ers. This week we're going to talk some Warriors.
All right. Ooh, Warriors without a season, though. That's all. That's it. No season, but whatever. All right, we're going to get into before we get into the new segment, we're going to give a little bit of responses that I've been getting back. So somebody here on Facebook, a few people hit me up on Facebook, have said about the Better with the Lights Off segment. And there, one of them says, fat girls need love too. They just got to pay. That's a little messed up from my point of view. Somebody else has said right here, if you know what they look like with the lights on, it's going to ruin it for you when the lights are off. I don't know about that. And then somebody else just said, awkward topic. We don't find it offensive, but it's kind of messed up that someone would say that a girl looks better with the lights off. We think, what's the point of sleeping with someone if they are ugly in the first place? From all of JCT. Who knows? Maybe it was just one of those nights where you were out and about and your beer goggles just happened to be on. You know, some people have those nights.
Hey, why can't someone have a good personality nowadays, huh?
Because you don't try to bone their personality. You bone them.
Well played.
Exactly. The personality part doesn't count. And I'm talking one-night stand status here.
Oh, fair enough. I wasn't thinking like that.
Of course not. You got a girl, dog. Of course you wouldn't think that way.
I know, man. A different mindset now.
Now it makes me look like a jerk.
My bad. All right.
So right now we're going to get into a new segment, and it's called I Kissed a Girl and Got Booted from Southwest Airlines. All right. This right this is a funny story. The L Word's Leisha Haley has been firing off a storm of tweets today after she and her girlfriend were kicked off of a Southwest flight. But why? According to the actress, the duo was discriminated against and was asked to leave because they were kissing on the plane. Haley then tweeted, I've been discriminated against by Southwest Air. Flight attendant said that it was a family, quote unquote, airline and kissing was not okay. She then continued with, this is an outrage. I demand a public apology by Southwest Air and a refund. Hate is not a family value. I will never fly this airline. We were escorted off the plane for getting upset about the issue. Southwest Air endorses homophobic employees. No one made her accountable. So reads her tweet. But she didn't just stop there. She continued on the Twitter tirade when she went on a boycott. She said she wanted to boycott everything. And on her Twitter, it says, since when is showing affection towards someone you love illegal? I want to know what Southwest Airlines considers as family. I know plenty of wonderful same-sex families I would like to introduce them to. Boycott Southwest Air if you are gay. They don't like us. What do you say to all that?
Honestly, right now, I feel like she's a little over the line because they didn't say there's no same-sex kissing allowed on the planes. They said no kissing, period.
But see,
that means don't kiss.
Okay, but you know, heterosexual people do it too. They kiss on the plane. And there's been some outrage of like, oh, this is discrimination and they don't like us. But just to kind of have a funny effect to this, you know what? you just got booted off a plane for kissing a girl, and I'm sure she liked it. So let me just bring some a little bit back.
This was never the way I planned, not my intention. I got so brave, drink in hand, lost my discretion. It's not what I'm used to, just wanna try you on. I'm curious for you, caught my attention. I kissed a girl and I liked it, the taste of her cherry chapstick. I kissed a girl just to try it, I hope my boyfriend don't mind it. It felt so wrong, it felt so right. Don't mean I'm in love tonight. I kissed a girl and I liked it, I liked it.
She certainly did. And you know what? Southwest actually replied with a statement of their own, and it reads like a little something like this. Initial reports indicate that we received several passengers complaining, characterizing the behavior as excessive. Our crew, responsible for the comfort of all customers on board, approached the passengers based solely on behavior and not gender, the airline said in a statement. And continued the statement with, the conversation escalated to a level that was better resolved on the ground as opposed to in flight. We regret any circumstance where a passenger does not have a positive experience on Southwest. And we are ready to work directly with the passengers involved to offer our heartfelt apologies for falling short of their expectations. So, I don't know about the statement, but you really couldn't just talk to the people on the plane and been like, can you please quit the PDA? Because PDA happens everywhere.
Yeah, and just to play a little devil's advocate here, it sounded like in there they were questioning how, let's say, intense this kissing was.
Yeah, that's the other thing. There's a difference between, you know, a peck or a kiss, you know, like a few smooching. But then there's a difference between, like, full-on making out where you're grabbing them, you know, you're...
And maybe you're not even keeping the kissing on the lips anymore. I don't know. That's kind of what it sounded... That's kind of what I got from the statement.
If you feel uncomfortable that passengers complain... And let's be honest, our society isn't used to still same-sex relationships. People are still not comfortable. Although, I mean, I wouldn't have mind watching, you know, two girls kissing. But that's just my point of view.
I don't think I would have complained.
I wouldn't have complained. But family, quote-unquote, she does bring up a good point. Family, what is considered family? There are, you know, homosexual couples out there with kids that are adopted. And that's considered a family as well.
And they could get upset saying that having that go on is not... A family is what they're saying, right?
Yeah, exactly. They're saying that that's not family appropriate, not family friendly. But Southwest, you aren't family friendly to begin with. The stories on that airplane have been horrible.
Yeah, I got to agree with you there. I'm not putting two and two together right here, or at least not like Southwest is.
Yeah, Southwest, come on, please. If you guys have any opinions, anything at all to tell us about, you know, looking better with the lights off, maybe even, you know, trying to get yourself a shout out here on the radio, or, you know, just trying to discuss some topics with us, let us know here at the station number at 415-482-3587. Once again, that number is 415-482-3587. And don't forget to tune in later tonight to Power Hour with DJ Sam I Am at 8 o'clock, and right after that, the 9 o'clock lounge with Too Mellow. And when can they catch you?
And catch me tomorrow, Tuesday, from 6 to 7 on the Sports Report.
And who can they catch right after you?
Right after me is T-Baby and P-Yab with What Are You Talking About? That's a good show right there.
That and whoa, whoa, whoa. Watch where you're stepping on.
Did I say it was better than the Hotspot?
Okay, yeah, given. And then here, final consensus. Is there a wrong with this whole situation on Southwest?
I think whoever reported it as wrong is in the wrong.
Okay. I personally don't see anything wrong with it.
But what about the person who got them kicked off the plane for complaining?
Maybe, who knows? Maybe they were discriminating. Like I said, some people aren't comfortable.
That's why I said they're the wrong one.
It's two women. I mean, I think it might have been a little differently had it been like two men. I mean, I personally wouldn't have felt comfortable. But then again, they're not making out with me. They're not bothering me.
Yeah. Look the other way.
Look the other way. How hard is that? And there might be kids on the plane, but let's be honest. You got to grow up sooner or later.
Check Sky Mall.
You got to grow up sooner or later. There are homosexuals around the world. Like, why you got to hide it?
Yeah, you're going to see one eventually.
I mean, come on now. All right. With that in point, we're going to take a quick commercial break. But when we get back, you know what we're going to do? We're going to have a little bit of an interview with over here, homeboy DJ B from the Sports Report. So keep it locked here on radio.dominican.edu. You're tuning into The Hot Spot. Keep it locked.
Need more entertainment? What you talking about?
And tune in to Penguin Radio on radio.dominican.edu.
Let's go. Pressure didn't move.
I can't win, I can't reign, I will never win this game without you, without you, without you, without you, without you. I am lost, I am vain, I will never be the same without you, without you, without you, without you, without you.
Top story at the bottom of the hour here on radio.dominican.edu.
All right, everybody, this is your news right now. It's now official. Charlie Sheen and Warner Brothers have settled their bitter 2.5 men dispute. A rep for WB released a statement claiming Warner Brothers Television, Chuck Lorre, and Charlie Sheen have resolved their dispute to the parties' mutual satisfaction. As TMZ reported, Charlie will get $25 million almost immediately, almost mostly from work he already performed and profits he has already earned. And as sources have also told TMZ, Charlie will get around $100 million in profits from syndication of the show over the next 7 years. Warner Brothers and Charlie have agreed to dismiss their mutual lawsuit against each other. And that right there, ladies and gentlemen, is your news at the bottom of the hour. All right, now here back on the hotspot on radio.dominican.edu is DJ Juice. And we're going to have a little bit of a get to know your DJ. So we're going to get to know a new voice here that has actually helped me out through the show, and that's DJ B from The Sports Report. So welcome, first of all, and when can they catch your show?
That's going to be tomorrow, Tuesday, from 6 to 7.
All right. So your show is what, sports, I'm assuming, because of the title?
It is. It's The Sports Report, and it's nothing but sports.
All right. And how'd you come up with your DJ name? DJ B, just one letter.
That one, that was our teacher, Stuart Horn, the producer of the radio station. He came up with it. I liked the ring of it, and I kept it.
Okay. And then what compelled you to choose to do radio?
You know, I spent so much time listening to sports talk radio growing up, and one day I decided that that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to be the person giving the opinion and having other people agree or disagree with me.
Okay. And talking about sports, you can also catch sports here on radio.dominican.edu this Friday and Saturday night. The girls' volleyball team will be playing at 6:50 both nights. All right, now let me get into a little game based off your show name, The Sports Report. And I just want you, on these three people, just give me a report on your thoughts of what has recently occurred with them. So Mayweather versus Ortiz fights, quick snippet, 30 seconds, what's your thought?
For that one, I'm going to have to say that was a dirty win for Mayweather. I didn't like the look of it. I didn't like that he was punching him with the referee looking away. You can get into the gray area if you want, but that's just not a good way to fight. And it's not a good way to go about it.
All right. Serena Williams outburst, at the U.S. Olympics or U.S. Open, my bad.
That I found hilarious, especially since she was the one who after said she's never had an outburst before, even though she had one the year before. And when we listened to her outburst, it wasn't even good. One of her insults was, you're unattractive on the inside.
Serena Williams, you're not that attractive overall.
Yeah, take that.
All right. And Michael Vick's performance thus far with the Philadelphia Eagles.
Well, since he's a quarterback, I judge quarterbacks on one thing, and that's wins. I don't think his play has been that spectacular, but the Eagles are winning. So I'm going to have to say he's doing just fine.
All right, just fine is perfectly fine with this. And just fine are some of these female athletes that I'm about to read off. So, DJ B, let me know your report on these female athletes, whether you think they're good looking, whether you think they're not, whether you think they're actually good in their actual field. So, first of all, obviously the most well-known, Anna Kournikova.
Oh, well, that's just no doubter. She's fine. Everyone watches her. When the women's sports is on ESPN, a lot of people disrespect them, turn them off. When she's on, nobody changed that channel.
Okay. Danica Patrick. I think she's pretty bomb, personally.
Yeah, that's how you get a GoDaddy commercial. When they show you, make people think about you stripping down, you got to be good looking to get one of those.
Oh, Danica Patrick. She knows how to drive a car. She knows stick. All right. Heather Mitz, soccer player.
Man, she's got that nice soccer body from all that running, keeping it tight. The legs are looking nice. You know, she could be in the car with me and Danica.
All right. Gina Carano, MMA fighter.
You know, honestly, when people think about a fighter, you think crazy, yoked up, maybe even look like a guy. Not true. Not especially not with Carano. She is fine.
Kudos to that. And last but not least, Michelle Waterson. She's also an MMA fighter.
You know, this one, I had never even heard of her before. And when you pulled up the pictures to show me, I thought she was a ring girl and not a fighter.
Exactly, because she looks that bomb. But all right, everybody, that right there. Thank you very much for being in the studio. And when can we catch you again?
That's going to be tomorrow from 6 to 7 on The Sports Report.
All right, The Sports Report every Tuesday night, 6 to 7. And right after that, you can catch my boy P-Yob and T-Baby on, what are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
Exactly. All right, we're going to take a quick break and leave you in the most entertaining segment, which I like to call In the Mix with DJ Juice. So you're listening to The Hot Spot here with me, myself, DJ Juice, only on radio.dominican.edu.
You're in the mix with DJ Juice.
Well, I'm indeed. Yes, she's a trifling friend indeed. Oh, she's a gold digger. Way over town. That digs on me.
Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke. Get down, girl, gon' head get down. Get down, girl, gon' head get down. Get down, girl, gon' head get down. Get down, girl, gon' head. Cutie the bomb, met her at a beauty salon with a baby Louis Vuitton under her underarm. She said, I could tell you rock, I could tell by your charm. For us girls, you got a flock, I could tell by your charm and your arm. But I'm looking for the one, have you seen her? My psychic told me she have a act like Serena, Trina, Gina, for Lopez. Four kids, and I gotta take all they bad to showbiz. Okay, get your kids, but then they got their friends. I pulled up in the Benz, they all got a pin. We all went to den, and then I had to pay. If you f***ing with this girl, then you better be paid. You know why? Take too much to touch her. From what I heard, she got a baby by Buster. My best friend said she used to f*** with Usher. I don't care what none of y'all say, I still love her. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. She got one of your kids, got you for 18 years. I know somebody paying child support for one of his kids. His baby mama car crib is bigger than his. You will see him on TV any given Sunday. Win a Super Bowl and drive off in a Hyundai. She was supposed to buy your shorty Tyco with your money. She went to the doctor, got lipo with your money. She walk around looking like Michael with your money. Should've got that insured Geico for your money. If you ain't no punk, holla, we want prenup. We want prenup, yeah. It's something that you need to have. Cause when she leave, yo, she gon' leave with half. 18 years, 18 years. And on her 18th birthday, found out it wasn't his. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke. Get down, girl, gon' head get down. Get down, girl, gon' head get down. Get down, girl, gon' head get down. Get down, girl, gon' head. Now I ain't saying you a gold digger, you got knees. You don't want a dude to smoke, but he can't buy. You go out to eat, he can't pay, y'all can't leave. His dishes in the back, you gotta roll up your sleeves. But while y'all washing, watch him. He gon' make it to a Benz out of that toxin. He got that ambition, baby. Look at his eyes. This week he mopping floors, next week is the fries. So stick by his side. I know his dudes ballin', and yeah, that's nice. And they gon' keep calling and trying, but you stay right, girl. And when he get on, he leave your ass for a white girl. Get down, girl, gon' head get down. Get down, girl, gon' head get down.
Girl, I must warn you. I sense something strange in my mind.
Yo,
situation is
serious.
Let's cure it, cause we're running out of time.
Celebrate.
It's all so
beautiful.
Relationships they seem from the start. It's all so when love is not together from the heart.
Check it out.
It's driving me out of my mind. That's why it's hard for me to find. Can't get it out of my head. Kiss her lover.
Wrong move, you're dead.
That girl is
if I were you, I'd take precaution
before I step to meet my girl. You know, cause in some
caution,
you'll think she's the best thing in the world.
Poison.
is poison, as can be with a high power jet. Michael Biggessy, and I'm running the show. Bell, Biff DeVoe. Now you know.
Yo, Slick, blow.
It's driving me out of my mind. That's why it's hard for me to find. Can't get it out of my head. Miss her, kiss her, love her. Fat girl is poison.
You never trust a big crab with a smile.
Smart about it. Celebrations with the guys I sacrificed, 'cause I knew you could not sleep without it. Meanwhile,
so steady, baby.
find a guy that knows what you need well, then I'm your man. And if I listen, I can hear you through my radio. In that bright white voice, what I've been missing in my life, what I've been dreaming of. You'll be that girl, you'll be that girl, you'll be
everything you want, so let me get up there. I'm the baddest baby in the atmosphere. Tell me what you want, so we can do just what you like. Everything you know, I'm dipping upside down. Take you around the world, you know I like it loud. Tell me what you want, cause we can do just what you like.
You make me feel good. Love me now when I'm gone. Love me now. Love me now. Love me now. Love me now. Love me now.
pain for the pain. Novocaine, Novocaine. The pretty girls involved with me and making pretty love to me, pretty, pity, pity.
Everybody, that right there was my mix right there. Hope you all enjoyed it. It's a little bit of sound right there, a little bit of new, a little bit of old, taking it back. Hope you all enjoyed it. Like I said, if y'all just tuning in right now, you're listening to radio.dominican.edu with DJ Juice, and you're on my spot, which is called The Hot Spot. So we got the hottest, freshest things. And just quick shout outs before everything finishes. I'd love to give a shout out to all the listeners out there hitting me up on Facebook. Got to give a shout out to obviously JCT, my brother, of course, my homeboy Too Mellow tuning in, of course, as well. And you can catch him a little later. I'm talking about maybe an hour later after this. You can catch him on at the 9 o'clock lounge every Monday. So also give a shout out to Quack, my good friend Quack up there. And also a shout out to my friend M, who's over there in Monterey, all the way from Monterey, checking in, going to grad school. So keep up the good work. Glad you can squeeze me into your schedule by tuning in. Also love to give a shout out to my friend B-Rye, also homeboy Chicken, Pollo Loco. So definitely hit me up on Facebook if y'all haven't seen me. It's Hotspot Juice. Click on the link. Let me know what y'all think. Let me know what you think of the mix. Let me know what you think of the show, whether you love it, hate it. Let me know. I want to know what y'all thoughts are. And just to give a quick reminder of what we had on the show, we definitely had a new personality here in the studio, DJ B from the Sports Report, where you can catch him every Tuesday, 6 o'clock. And right after that, you can catch him. You can catch P-Yob and T-Baby with What Are You Talking About? We had a little bit of a Lights Please. We had an in-depth, not an in-depth, just a little conversation on the song Better With The Lights Off, whether some women find it offensive or not. And if so, why? We also talked about actress Leisha Haley from The L Word getting booted off of Southwest. We also talked about, we also got to know the DJ, DJ B from the Sports Report. And we also played a little game with him. We also had your top news at the bottom of the hour. And we also had your In The Mix session with DJ Juice. Hope y'all enjoyed it. Let me know through Facebook whether you want other songs to make the cut or not. Also talked about Keisha Cole's wedding this past weekend with NBA player Daniel Gibson, and also J. Cole coming out with his album tomorrow. So catch that in stores tomorrow. J. Cole's album, Cole World, The Sideline Story, comes out, and it should be good. And that right there is everything that I have. But tune in next week. Next week, we'll talk about the whole Facebook page is changing. We'll talk about that. We'll also talk about Diddy's new book that came out, a table coffee book that men might appreciate. So definitely Diddy doing his thing. We also, just a quick mention, DJ Sam I Am will not be here tonight. He's out with the soccer team. He plays for our soccer team, so he'll be here next Monday at 8 o'clock for the Power Hour. But guess what? Wait, come back in another hour and you can catch my boy DJ Too Mellow in the 9 o'clock lounge. So that right there is everything for me. I'm out. Peace. I hope y'all enjoyed the show. Like I said, hit me up on Facebook, Hotspot Juice, and we'll be back next Monday. Regular time, you know what it is, 7 to 8, only here on radio.dominican.edu. Laters, everybody. Hope y'all enjoy your weekend.
Baby, you summertime, fine. I let you get on top, I be the underline. I'm tryna get beside you like the number 9 dime. You fine as hell, I guess I met you for a reason, only time could tell. But well, I'm wondering what type of shit you wanted. Do you like the finer things, or you a simple woman? Would you drink? Do you smoke weed? Don't be ashamed, it ain't no thing. I used to blow trees, getting lifted. I quit the might get high with you. It's only fitting cause I'm looking super fly with you. A fly with you, a powerful, you do something to me. Cause girl, I caught the vibes like you do something to me. So I throw them back. Now my nigga calling, who was that? Oh boy, she bad. What you about to do with that? I'm finna take you home. Sip a little Patron, now we zone in. Baby, you're so fine. And can I hit it in the morning? Can I hit it in the morning? And can I hit it in the morning? Sun rising while you're moaning. And can I hit it in the morning? Can I hit it in the morning? And can I hit it in the morning? The sun rising while you're moaning.
Baby, you wintertime cold. The night is still young, drink that dinner wine slow. I'm trying to make the goosebumps on your inner thigh show. I'll let you beat me there as far as finish lines go. Yeah, and if you gotta leave for work, I'll be right here in the same bed that you left me in. I love thick women cause my aunt, she rode equestrian. I used to go to the stables and get them kids to bet me. And I would always ride the stallions whenever she let me. I'm joking, I mean that thing is poking. I mean you kinda like that girl that's in the US Open. I mean I got this hidden agenda that you provoking. I got bath water that you could soak in. Things I could do with lotion. Don't need a towel, we could dry off in the covers. And when you think you like it, I promise you gon' love it, yeah. When light's coming through the drapes and we're both yawning, I roll over and ask if I can hit it in the morning. Yeah, can I hit it in the morning? Yeah, can I hit it in the morning? Yeah, the sun rising while you're moaning. Baby, can I hit it in the morning? Can I hit it in the morning? Yeah, can I hit it in the morning? The sun rising while you're moaning.
Hey, hey. God bless the child that can hold his own. God bless the woman that can hold Patron. God bless the homegirl that drove us home. No strings attached like a cordless phone. You see, my intentions with you was clear. I'm learning not to judge a woman by the she wear. Therefore, you shouldn't judge off the you hear. Get all defensive, apprehensive, all because my career. To be fair, I know we barely know each other, and yeah, somehow I wound up in your bed. So where we headed from here? Just say you're scared if you're scared, but if you're through frontin', we can do something. And you know just what I'm talking about. Tomorrow you'll be calling out. Cause tonight we getting right into the wee mom. Cook a nigga breakfast after sex is like a reward. Then I go my own way. You think about me all day, that's just a warning. And can I hit it in the morning? Can I hit it in the morning? Can I hit it in the morning? The sun rising while you're moaning. Can I hit it in the morning? Can I hit it in the morning? And can I hit it in the morning? The sun rising while you're moaning. Yeah.